وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to this series of Talks for Humanity. I am Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio, talking with you about the human rights in the Holy Quran. We have mentioned and discussed different types of human rights introduced by the Holy Quran, some of which were newly introduced to the human beings as a right. In this episode, we are going to discuss about one of those newly invented, or let's say newly introduced, right to the human beings, the right that has not been known to human beings before the Holy Quran, and this is one of those innovations of Islamic ideology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Holy Book introduces the brotherhood right to the human beings. The brotherhood is one of those concepts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran raised and proposed to the human beings, and that was something new to them. As soon as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina and established an Islamic community officially, an Islamic government officially, one of the primary decisions and acts that he has done was to ask the believers, mu'mineen, to establish a kind of brotherhood among them. So every two people, they announced their brotherhood, and this brotherhood was something other than the blood brotherhood that they used to have with their own brothers. Let's say that was a kind of stronger brotherhood, because that is going to last and continue even after death and up to the hereafter. And it's a kind of eternal connection and relationships, while the blood relationships, blood brotherhood, is confined to this universe and to this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term, brother, in many occasions in His Holy Quran. In chapter Hujurat, verse 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The believers are brothers. Of course, by brother, we are not talking about a kind of only male relationship. No, it includes both men and women. Although also the women are sisters in faith with each other. So this is a kind of very broad and very strong term and relationships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established among believers. So the main and primary question that occurs to the mind is that what consequences are going to be there because of this new concept. I will share it with you that after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters, to this series of Talks for Humanity. We are from IRIB English Radio talking with you about human rights, and I'm Hamza Azizi, who's talking with you in this episode about a newly introduced right to human beings, which is the brotherhood right. And we were seeking the consequences of this newly introduced right. Is it only a kind of name, a kind of label, or it has some impacts and consequences in our life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Hujurat, verse 9 and 10, talks about two groups of believers who have conflict. In ta'ifatani min al-mu'minin iqtatalu. If there was a case in which that the two groups of believers, they are having a dispute and conflict, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. The other people, the other believers, they have this duty to try to settle the dispute between them. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. But if one of them oppresses the other, فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. You have to fight with the one who is the oppressor in order to make him retreat. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ. If he retreats, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ. Then, again, he says that you must bring a match and harmony between among them. I'm talking about this last fragment. He says that إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The believers are brothers and sisters. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. So, when the mu'mineen and believers are brothers and sisters, what is the consequence? Is it a kind of only a kind of label? No. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Because they are believers, as you try to solve the troubles of your own blood brothers and sisters, you have to do the same with the faith brothers and sisters, believing brothers and sisters. So the same rulings are applied. In another verse of the same chapter, verse 10 and 12, to continue the rest of this verse, he says that لَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. You have no right, you are not allowed to backbite your other brothers and sisters in faith, other mu'mineen. Why am I not allowed to backbite them? Exactly because of the right of brotherhood that they have. It means that kind of right entails a kind of responsibility and obligatory, an obligation. So it's not only a kind of label without any effect. Or there's another duty due to this brotherhood right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the believers, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اِغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا. Oh Allah, oh my Lord, forgive us and forgive our brothers. It means that the brotherhood brings this right for the others, that you have to pray for them. You have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for them. This is another consequence. Also, because they are your brothers, you have to have good relationships, even if they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Baqarah, verse 178, says that, although I have given to you the right for qisas, for revenge, but if you forgive the one who has committed such crime, that is a better because of the brotherhood that you have in among yours. So that is a very significant right. Have a good time. والحمد لله رب العالمين
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله